Hi everyone and happy Monday. This is Dee and I have with me the lovely Heather sitting here next to me. We're hiding out in a bedroom to try and be quiet and hide from children. And we have Lisa Harrison and Bob Wright with us. And we're going to sit down right now and do this conversation and explain everything from the beginning to the end. Right, Heather?
No pressure.
No pressure. Everything from the beginning to the end. As we were just saying that the article that I wrote on Saturday went viral over Facebook and various media sites. We're going to be seeing a lot of people hearing this radio interview and not really having any basic background. They'll be hearing this fresh and new. So we're going to start off with a quick review of the value system and who has the value, what is the value, and the lies that have been perpetrated on everyone on this, I'd say planet, but it goes beyond that, as to what value actually is. So let's start from the beginning. Heather, darling. We are the value.
Yes, the what we have here is essentially we went in and the banking systems, as everyone has seen in different news, different media, they've had some problems. In 2008, you saw a lot of bubbles and everything else, and just nothing moved. No money moved because that's what everyone was told was the value, was the money. Currencies, paper, gold, silver. And really, they shied away from the gold and the silver and really tried to have people focus on the paper and the coins. So, essentially, what has happened is that there was a public trust, and it was at one time called the One People's Public Trust, which was a tool that was used to be able to go in and grab everyone's value and return it to them near simultaneous to the grab. And essentially, the only thing that they could take was the title and ownership, but through deceptive acts and practices and fraud. And so it all boils down to banking. Banking is the one thing that crosses all borders, whether perceived planetary, perceived universal, and this, what some call the slavery system, was actually much greater than what everyone saw or had experienced. So that's really the cap of what occurred up to this point was that a few of us who knew the system and knew people within the systems, everyone worked together in a collaborative effort, some quite anonymously, some with certain amounts of deniability, but everyone worked very hard to bring this to a close. So what happened was basically everything runs on commercial, it's what is called the commercial registry, uniform commercial codes in the US. However, all the banks, all the central banks, each country actually is a corporation operating under the guise of the people's governments from any nation that you can think of. And those D from removing the shackles, American Kabuki, Kalapele, Brian, Lisa, Bob, Chris, everyone brought that to light. Was able to actually show people the documentation and where to go on these purported government sites to actually grab the corporate registries.
And we will publish, actually, I'll go backtrack through all of the papers and we will publish all the links again so that people can go back and refer to the links where all this information is filed.
So basically, I started with that public trust in March 6 of 2011. And from there, and I can only speak to the experience that I had. It's been a wild ride. And there have been a lot of banker resignations. There have been whole governments that purported governments that have resigned after lunch. And lots of ministry officials, lots of arrests. So you can actually see the movement. If someone were to put all those dots in one place where you could actually see them, you would see the effects. And So that's the trust tool was a huge tool. And then it was retired, reconciled, actually.
Reconciled.
Reconciled into what is, which is essentially every being on the planet and actually every embodiment in the universe is value. They are eternal essence. I don't get into the religions because those are basically for me, for my knowledge base and experience in bank, trade, and finance are just tools that were used for harvesting and
Energy.
management, control management of the actual value and their assets. Is that every being is the value. So eternal essence, there some people call it a soul. But it really is about energetics. Everything is about energetics. So all of that value was returned, title, ownership, full custody. It never left the embodiments, but it's sort of like a house. If you steal a house, you either go in and possess it, but it's always there. You don't move it. Or you steal it by title and paper, essentially, which is what all the
Which
banks
is
have
what the
been
banks
doing.
did. So let's go back and just a quick review again for people who are brand new to this.
Okay.
We talk about the value.
Right.
So the people being the value is a very literal thing. If you want to know a little more about this, I want you to go out and Google straw man and your straw man account. The value is apparent in all the things that the banks and the purported governments have done, such as everything that you've pretty much done in your life, there's been a bond placed on you. And they are making millions, if not billions of dollars off your value. You have no access to it. They lie to you continuously and tell you that you don't have any value. But within the system, they're trading your value every minute of every day.
Yeah.
So just to interject for a second, this is Lisa. They hid the whole concept that you are the value behind this straw man, the corporation version of you that they created, and through the account that they created in that name. And like you just used the house analogy, they just went in and stole it through paper because they haven't inhabited you, they haven't possessed you as
Nope.
such, they've just possessed and stolen the paper version of you.
Well, yeah, I mean,
And
I'll...
that's what the One People's Public Trust gave back.
Right. On July 25th of 2012, last year, everything that was on a commercial registry, everything operates under a commercial registry. Everything is commercial.
Everything.
Everything from
Everything.
the people were put under commercial, the purported courts, purported the corporations operating under the guise of governments were all corporate. Everything is corporate. And so everything to your religions, your schools, your hospitals, and actually a number of hospitals have their own banks. A lot of universities are heavy into the financial area as well, finance companies. Here's what I can tell you is that the approach that we took, whether it was a public trust, it was there were many before us, but the ones that actually went in to close everything, all the purported systems down so that what is could actually operate absent limit was Caleb Skinner, Randall Hollis, excuse me, Hollis Randall Hillner, and then myself. And through the
Heather Antucci Giraffe.
Heather Hantucci, and through our various backgrounds and experiences, like Caleb's, he's got a successful company that's a code, does a lot of code writing, program writing. He works in a lot of different areas because that's also another sector that has no borders. And then Randall was around, Randall's older than Caleb and I, so he was around during many different movements and has been in the bank, trade, and finance in some fashion or form. And so with all of that basic knowledge, we were able to go in, and mine was legal, law, bank, trade, and finance, and contracts, which everything is a contract. Every event in your life is a contract whether you know it or not, they get basically a contract or an agreement. You are the way that the system, as Dee had said, is basically they take your eternal essence from birth because your body is just your vehicle that your eternal essence operates through. And what it operates is actually energy. And energy is the value system.
Paper and gold, oil, silver, whatever, Federal Reserve bills, any currency you can name, is just a representation of true value, because the true value is the people.
Right, exactly. And so what we our approach that we took was, number one, just go in and get done the parts that instead of sitting there and trying to teach everyone how to go do it, we realized it could be done by one because it's all the same facts, the same scenario, the same system. And once you know the template, they all are uniform. And so that was all closed down. And essentially, all this corporate or representations were canceled for cause, deceptive acts and practices and fraud. And there was a certain way that we did that. And no, we did not use the lien mechanism. We actually went in and did a different way. It's all in the paperwork. And we can go over that later. There's been a number of interviews on that. So I'll leave that to the side for now. And essentially, what everyone is wanting to know at this moment is they have all this value in them. Nothing's ever been taken from them, but it has been can it's been taken by title, by paper,
By
and
control.
process, and through management. If you look at where they've invested all of their time, their money, their efforts, their energy, it's in controlling the population, the public.
Through media, religion, government,
Schools,
schools,
hospital.
hospitals, prisons, and they put bonds on you in pretty much every single one of those institutions.
Well, the way that they go in, and from the moment that the body is created, because that's actually the notice of eternal essence, in body. People say embodiments, I say in body, embodiment. And that's when the eternal essence, the soul, whatever you would like to call it, goes in. And really, it's about that particular soul or eternal essence being able to use the energy and manifest and create. And that is the value. So what they do is they go in and basically the birth certificate is one example where they go in and they take over the body. And here you think you're just registering yourself so people know that you actually are a human being, a live body. And that's all sent off to the World Bank and IMF. And from there, everything goes in. Everything you do actually under you're a corporation operating under the guise of human. And then your account at the central banks is charged basically for everything. And all the systems, that's where all the courts, purported courts, send all their paperwork is up to the central banks. And they get credits for every transaction and contract that they do.
Every person who goes to jail?
It's by
Yep.
consent. You no one goes to jail without their consent.
This is the
So
reason why.
everything. Go on, Bob.
Oh, sorry. This is the reason why when if you ever were pulled over by a traffic cop and they wanted to give you a ticket, they'll almost or quite often will threaten you with arrest if you don't sign that ticket. They really, at least in this country, they will
Yeah, and they
emphasize you need to sign this ticket.
well, and
And the
that's fine, Bob. Here's the thing. There's a lot of contracts that people aren't made aware of. And so a contract is where you know the material facts. There's certain elements to a contract in order to have a binding contract. And then there's agreements, which legally and factually, conceptually, are different. So agreements, you don't have to disclose everything. If you can get their consent and it's an unknowing, unwilling, and unintentional consent, it's still an agreement. And it's really about asking the right questions. So the best thing to do is if someone comes up to you, Bob, with a contract that has a signature that says Bob Wright, but you know you didn't sign it and you don't even know this person, what would you say to them if they tried to enforce it?
You'd say, show me the damn signature.
Yeah,
Well,
show me the secret. That's not me.
right. And I didn't sign that, whatever it may be. So here's the thing. If anyone makes you sign anything, just your signature is whatever you want to make of it. Okay? It could be an X, it could be a thumbprint, it could be a squiggly, it could be actually Bob Wright. Okay? For me, what I do is in law, okay, and then in legal systems, because there's a difference between law and legal systems.
Big
All
difference.
right. So what happens is when I go to sign something, my signature, because your signature is anything you intend to represent you. My signature is without prejudice, Heather Antucci Giraffe. And I do that because I don't know what contracts or agreements, what kind of dealings have been done. So when I sign something, I'm just signing, yeah, sure, you need this piece of paper? Okay, but I'm doing it without prejudice, which means I can't be harmed, damaged, or prejudiced, or held to a binding contract that I have never seen and don't know all the facts to. That's what without prejudice means. So I've had my husband, in fact, was in a situation where just out of the blue, all these cops show up and he's in Spain. And Spain happens to not think that it's part of the European Union. It's Spain. It's España
At least in that town, anyways.
in that town. And so, they were like, you have to sign this. Same kind of attitude that Bob, you were just illuminating to with the
Traffic police.
traffic police. They were like, you have to sign this. You have to sign this. And they were getting really aggressive, really pushy. My husband's not small. He's 6'4", and no, he's not Ethiopian. He's actually Moroccan. And he was like, I will sign anything you t put in front of me. And then when he went to go sign, he signed without prejudice and his name. And they flipped out. And all the way from the cops to the lawyers to the magistrates to the judges were flipping out that he signed without prejudice. And he was very respectful and said, no problem. You put anything before me, I'll go ahead and sign it. But that's what he signed with. And they were all flustered and frustrated, but there was nothing they could do. And out
Did he
of
tell
all
them to
the,
Google it?
he
And he
told
told them
them
to
to Google,
Google
yeah,
it.
because he kept saying he, wanted to talk to his embassy. And they were like, you can't. You have no rights. You're not Spanish. And he was like, you are part of the European Union, right? Because I am Italian. I am part of the European Union. He goes, we're not. We are España. And so they told him to Google things. And so when they told him, what's this without prejudice? And he was like, Google it. So yeah, it was quite an interesting story. But here's the point. The point is, you are the value. That's what being, when we talk about being and doing, which is a lot of, it's just really simple, really basic. I use those words be and do because those are simple. You be
I
who
just
you
want to
be.
backtrack for a second because you said you were talking about the accounts and how everything you do, they just take out of those accounts. So when we say prepaid, pre-approved, and pre-authorized, essentially that is it's a correct, accurate statement in that everything we choose to do, everything we desire to do, everything we need is already prepaid, pre-approved. And pre-authorized.
Right. Well, that's why it's so important, the be and the do. That's just a very simple statement. The point is, if you be and do, especially after what what was referred to as the OPPT, the People's Trust, went in and returned everything to everyone, anytime you be and do, it is now yours. There's no corporate or hidden representation that they can actually charge to because you're full custodian. You're the sole custodian of your body,
Value.
which is your vehicle, and your being, which is your eternal essence, and that is where the value is.
Okay, so now let's get into the meat of what everyone wants to talk about now. How do we, as beings, access our value?
Okay.
So let's get right into it.
Okay. So first off, the value has always been in you. It's just been a matter of what hasn't been told, what hasn't been transparent is number one, what the value is. And now that you all know where the value is, and it lawfully and legally has been returned, is that you've always been able to access it. So right now, it's a matter of people. You can either give them a fish for a day or you can teach them how to fish. And really, this is just reminding you how to fish because everything that's about to be said has always been. which is why they really don't want people to be focused on knowing themselves or going within and using their tools of resonance. They need you distracted so you don't think about this stuff. And so when you go in to access your value, what is very important is to know this. The tools that are in the quote unquote financial system are the tools, they're representations. They're usually a written or a physical representation of the energetics. Okay, so the financial system, as far as the tools and the mechanisms, are beautiful. And they are very correct because they needed to use the correct tools in order to transfer and use. The problem was they commandeered and stole things that weren't theirs. And when I say they, I'm not talking about the purported the corporations operating under the guise of government. Okay, I'm talking about those who actually use those tools in order to commandeer. Normally, people know them as the 13 families, and even within the 13 families, there are many that were trying and have assisted in making sure this all comes out. So I'd really like to point that out. And there are a lot of people within those systems, agents, and beneficiaries that also have been working to make sure all this comes out. So, the tools. Typically, people are very familiar with the bond. Okay? A check, the checks that you write to your grocer, or that you write for your gas, or that you write for the school,
Your
or
rent or
rent, or whatever. Checks are a bond. It's actually a bill of exchange. Okay? And I don't like the word bond because bond is bondage. Okay? In the value system, what they did was they took a part of the value system, put it into a vacuum. And it happened in when it's in the value system in its whole, it actually is the enforcement and accountability, self-accountability feature of the value system. When you separate it, it ends up creating a debt system, which is what people today know as the financial system. So it looks like there's limited resources, it looks like there's not enough, and it's
And that each person has no value.
And each person is not the value, they actually have to borrow the value. Okay. That's a huge part. And so, what I have focused on with Caleb and Randall throughout this entire time was not to just give a fish. And if something happens to the person teaching how to get a fish, everyone's kind of screwed. So, really, it's about everyone knowing all the data so that they can be creative. Since it is their value, it is their body, their vehicle that they're doing this. And I love all the DNA conversations. And the Supreme Court in the US went in and dealt with this too. DNA is just a part of your vehicle, right? It's a part of your body. And GW Hardin brought up the, it's not just DNA, you hear RNA, you hear all these acronyms, junk DNA. That's going to be an interesting revelation here very, very shortly of what that actually all is. But what I can say is this: the tools are still the same as far as accessing, but I don't like the word bond. It is an instrument. Okay? Like the public trust, when we went in to test the different mechanisms on how to do, return everything to everyone, there was an acceptance performance bond. And that's a bondage, right? It's a voluntary commercial indenture. You're agreeing to be a commercial servant for whatever period of time, for whatever the term and contract, term and conditions are. So instead, what I would like to do, and this is what I've been working on for release for today, which will be released today, is giving everyone the data of the value system, the whole. And you'll be able to recognize the part that was the financial system. And I'm actually breaking it down so you can see how they actually made physical representations of the energetics and didn't tell you about the energetics and the whole value system. And then also the tools and the instruments, you'll see how value actually works, which is value for value. And you'll also be able to see the different tools because if you know what the actual value system is, you know how the value for value works. Like currencies, for instance, as an example. They'll say, oh, it's, for instance, in Morocco, it's something like 8.5 dirham per dollar. or 8.2 dirham per euro, right? That's a value exchange. Well, value for value is 1-to-1 unit. Doesn't matter what the units are because they're all representations of energy. So everything's actually standard across the board. I don't care what representation one chooses to use, as long as it's mutually acceptable. So it doesn't matter if there are these current systems. What I would like to do is show you the bond that we actually put together for the slavery system actually to use within it, because at the time
It was still standing.
it was still standing. And those that choose that they want to, let other people take their value, that's the tool they can actually go in and use. And you can see the evolution up to where we are now, where it's basically I, which is the eternal essence. Everyone is eternal essence, and everyone controls their value and their body. And then you can see the evolution of how that bond really is just an instrument. It's a transmitting utility or a transmitting vehicle of the energy, of the value that you're going to transfer. Now, it could be in the form of a Federal Reserve note. It could be the form of a yen, a Swiss franc. It could be in the form,
Silver, gold.
right? It could be in the form of a service. Value comes in many, many different forms. It could just be a straight energetic exchange as well, right? Energy. And that way, people can make an informed choice of how they want to operate their value, operate their vehicles, and actually create and manifest and co-create and co-manifest. So that was the approach, and I just want to make sure everyone knew it was about giving them the knowledge, the actual information, because in bank, trade, and finance, knowledge is the currency. The paper and the coins and the natural resources are not. Okay? Those are just the booty, if you will, from the knowledge. Okay? And so that's what the documents will be. And then once you know the value system, you know what kind of documents you need to have in place. If you think about it, when you go to do a credit card application, for instance, that's a declaration. And it says, I declare the foregoing is true, correct, true and correct. Okay, so the application is actually the underwriting for a piece of plastic that shows up at your door, and then the acceptance of the contract or the agreement, really, because they don't tell you all the material facts, so it's actually an agreement, is you using that piece of plastic. And you're bound every time you use that piece of plastic. So you have multiple contracts going on every time that you use that piece of plastic. Your signature is actually the signature on the contract. Okay, so what I wanted to make sure was that everyone had the basic tools, and really it is just declarations. And then it's also deposits. If there's two representations of eternal essence, which they've been using, which is business and bank, every embodiment is their own bank. And the way the value system works, it's not just planetary, it's universal, actually. Everyone has experience with just the planetary. And then what happens is BIS was the main one that would actually take things universal. And so a lot of information is going to be coming out about that as well. So we have Caleb, who went in and basically created the programming and the coding so that tools that we use today that we know as harvesting tools, such as Skype, Twitter,
Facebook.
Facebook, MySpace, all of these give you free accounts, but what people don't know is all your data is being sold. So they're making quite a bit of money on your data. Even though you have a free account, you're using all this, they're selling it over. It's like your medical records. When you go in and you are with a doctor, they basically, if you read the actual paperwork, you'll see where you give them permission to sell your medical records, sell your data, sell your information. And they make quite a bit of money. They get a lot of stipends from corporations, from big pharma.
Big Pharma.
And all that data is yours. So Caleb went in and he calls it the VEX protocols. One is you own your own data. Two is if your data is out in the public, it's always encrypted. And three is that if it's not in your control, then there's an accommodation agreement or contract in place, meaning you give them terms and conditions of how they can use your data. So really, you now have just made took all those deceptive acts and practices which make you revenue streams you don't know about off of you and your data and your value, and they're now yours. And you get to choose
Yeah.
who you want to share your information. If you want those revenue streams, you give your revenue streams. But the point was taking that, giving you the key to your own account, which usually, those harvesting tools I just spoke of keep them. And that way they can give the information. And usually corporations operating under the guise of governments would come in, and even corporations, straight corporations, would come in and do warrants for your information on your cell phone server, carrier, your cell phone provider, your internet provider. They go in and they serve these warrants, and you have no idea that they've gone in and actually asked for your data and your information. And so it was funny because there was that big disclosure about NSA using all of those particular harvesting tools that I've named. And going and getting your data. Well, Project 13, which is what Caleb created, was a way for them to do it right. Instead of going to a place where there's possibly millions of accounts and embodiments sitting there and just grabbing up, batches or bulk, they actually now have to go to each person and let them know, hey, I want your data. And then you sit and you're responsible for going in and being competent and
Negotiating the price.
negotiating the price or saying, what's this for? Just asking the questions. And so I loved the concept of everyone being in charge of their own value. You are your own bank, you run your own body, your own business, and you need to be responsible for it. So you need the systems to be able to do that. So it was really important to also have the law be what it is. And that's why that last UCC filing, which reconciled all of the commercial registries so that they no longer exist, they may still have them up and operating, yet at the same time, nothing that goes in there is valid at this point. Hasn't been for a while. And
So
so,
nothing that goes in there is harvestable.
no,
No.
no. It's the same as when you write without prejudice and my name, that's my signature. And just because they asked me to sign the document doesn't mean I'm a party to their hidden contracts. Okay? Unless it is discoverable and unless it's actually disclosed to you, how can you be a party to it? So even if they still are filing things, if they are to about you, Lisa, for instance, you're not held accountable for it. You're not held responsible for it. Because they're not disclosing it to you and you're not signing on it.
Henceforth, it's not a contract.
Okay, so these tools, what I wanted to do and what I've done is actually disclose the value system, how it actually works, and then also show you how they took a part of it and made it what is the past financial system so that you know the difference and you can make an informed choice. Because if you still want to operate in that way, great. They don't have anything to pay you with at this point, unless they bring, continue a Ponzi scheme and bring others in and then use their value to pay you so it looks like they actually have something. Or you're going to have that bond, for instance, that tool, that main operating tool.
Call it a template.
Well, it was the template that we used that we were going to use prior to taking everything to I. Even before fathoming, and going following the trail back to I, back to prime, back to zero point. And so I would like everyone to see that because I want everyone, it's about absolute data, not one piece missing. They need to see the difference. If they want to work in a compartmentalized financial system that is a debt-driven system, or if they want to work in the value system, which is the absolute energetics, and they actually now can work universal. At that point, not just planetary, but universal. And then how see the tools and how they actually work, how they create their bank, how they create their business, and then how they actually do the transactions and transfer the energies. Those documents are what will be released tonight, along with the value system data. And then you can go in, whether it's Project 13, for instance, that you choose to actually do your banking and your business transactions where you actually own your own key to your own account, which Caleb's, I think it's an ASA or some kind of a key where the data goes on a server for 3 days so that people can actually receive it. And then he's actually making it so that it's an RSA key, which means nobody sees it at any moment, just the people you send it to, who you choose. Okay?
And it's encrypted with a huge mega encryption
Right.
process.
Right. And so you can use Project 13, but I also want to make sure that it's not limited. Everyone should be able to play, and you should be able to make your own choice of who you want to play with. So if you want to walk into a bank, or you want to walk into any purported government, corporation operating under the guise of government, I should say, or corporation, you should be able to know how it all works so that you can walk in knowingly, willingly, intentionally, and say, I would like to play with you under these terms and conditions, and then negotiate from there if you choose, or just start to play, but have the same tools so they're all uniform. So you can walk into a bank, and let's say you do a declaration of deposit, which is just basically a declaration of value, which was all OPPT, the tool, went in and recovered basically, or set a limit, set an amount, I should say, at 10 billion. It was 5 billion for every embodiment, and then 5 billion extra for anyone who declares they're damaged by the systems. And yet, that's only a fraction of what they actually took, but that was enough to go in and be able to stop the systems from flowing illegally and unlawfully, and allowing everyone the chance to breathe and get caught up with what the heck has been going on. So there is that to start with, but there's actually more. And if that's what you choose, then basically you just make a declaration of what it is, and then they would have to rebut
I, John Doe,
it.
would like to deposit in your bank $1 million of my value.
Well, not $1 million, but 1 million
1 million
units,
units, sorry,
because the
I stand
dollars, the
corrected.
yen, any kind of those current, what they call current funds, and I love the word current because it's really about energy, right? Current funds. And
Exactly.
so if you go in, I want to make sure that people have the choice of where they, what systems they want to use. So the tools need to be uniform across the board, and when you use the value system, they are. Even in the financial system, those tools are the same tools. It's just that you're declaring and they have to rebut it.
So let's talk practicalities just for a second, because you know that's what I
Practicalities. Nice wording.
Nice wording. I've been warned, so I know. So the education in terms of how the system works and where the value is, that's here now, and it's more is coming. The uniform paperwork. So, I mean, for myself, what I see is certainly the people who have been following this whole process for the last 6 months are very, very excited about moving directly into the IUV exchange,
Exactly.
or InChange, whatever we're calling it now,
In
and
change, in change. The
InChange.
IUV in change.
But there is that's an education process that is going to start now as well. I mean, getting everybody, getting the word out, getting everyone from manufacturers and distributors and retailers and all of these other people to understand that there is a what can be seen as a new currency in the system, and jumping on board with that. So the interim step here is very likely to be people going to the banks with these pieces of paper and offering to deposit some of their units of value into their bank. Minimal amounts, I would think, hopefully at first.
Yes,
Just because
please.
just enough to, basically see you between here and, the IUV being up and running completely. But practically, what is the step? You walk in, you make that offer, and what, give them 72 hours to rebut?
Well, how about I do this, Lisa? How about I actually walk it through as I would do it, as I'm going to do it?
Excellent.
Absolutely, that'd be
That
great.
I can talk about. Okay.
I give the talking stick to Heather.
What
We're
is?
losing you. We're losing you. Sorry.
Uh-oh. How's that? Can you hear us better? Hello? Please don't tell
Yeah,
me
you're
you've.
back.
Okay, good. Phew.
Okay. So essentially, I'm going to use Project 13 because what most people don't know yet is Project 13 is actually the first that I know of entity or representation that's sitting in in the governing law. So Caleb, the companies that he actually is running Project 13 through are representations of him. And so those are also in I. And that's what people would usually refer to as a corporation. So for instance, I'm going to give you an example of how I would do my IUV in change on Project 13, as well as my IUV in change with tools of the former systems. Okay. So on Project 13, for instance, I go in and I create an account with Project 13. And then what I do is I do a declaration of representation saying I'm creating whatever representation name you want to use. I can either use Heather and Tutu Giraffe, I can use BBC Corporation. I can use whatever it is as long as I declare what it is. And I put that declaration of representation so everyone knows it's there, it's established, and I'm responsible for it. I'm responsible for, with my full personal liability and responsibility, for anything and everything that particular representation does, because it's really just me doing. And that way I can communicate with any of the old tools that still may be up and running and still haven't made that switch, so it's a bridge.
Okay.
Okay? So then I would also do a declaration of representation for a bank. And I can call it whatever I want. Again, Heather Antucci Giraffe, bank is whatever. And but I do a declaration of representation so everyone knows that that is a representation of me. I'm fully responsible and liable for anything and everything that bank does because it is me.
In full transparency.
In full transparency. And I post that on my Project 13 as well. And then what I do is I go in and for each of those, because you got to have some value in there to actually do, right? Because just as you have value in you and your body's the vehicle, well, your bank and your representations, which we've discussed as a bank and a business, are just representations of you. So you need to deposit some value in there. So you do a de declaration of deposit, a value deposit. And then you choose whatever whatever amount of value you want. Now this is all energetics, okay? But these documents are the written representation of those energetics, and it's what we call in bank trade and finance the underwriting. And it's very similar to when you go in, same way you actually create a brick and a mortar and brick bank. You first establish it, you go in and incorporate it in corp, which is in body.
Yes.
And then you go in and you have to put value or what they call capital into that bank, right? Supposedly. And then
Right.
from there, you can have customers. You can open your door and then you ask them to please bring their value to your bank. Well, in this particular instance, you are the value. Anything that you do in the value system, you draw energetic units behind everything that you do, depending, and it's in various amounts. It's value for value. Okay. So what happens is I just declare what value. Now, for those that are not too keen or too comfortable or into the energetics of it yet, the OPPT went in and did that 5 billion and that 5 billion. So really, out of that 10 in gold and silver, because gold and silver actually are just representations. The gold and more will be disclosed about this coming up in various different ways. But gold is actually the representation of the eternal essence or what some people call the soul. And silver is actually the representation, the physical representation of the body, the vehicle.